The question was asked, how can we understand that Midrashim sometimes reach opposite conclusions? Sometimes we just learned the Midrash that says the angel that came to meet up with Yaakov Avinu was a good angel, was the angel Yisrael. And we are all familiar with the Midrash that learns the exact opposite, that it was a bad angel, it was the angel of Esau. So how could Midrashim say things that are seemingly directly contradictory? So firstly, we have to know that the Midrashim, some of the stories are tradition. Some of the things the Midrashim tells, we have on tradition, going back to Moshe, going back to the time of the Torah, and maybe even earlier. So some of the stories the Midrashim tells are just stories that they had on tradition. Some of them are Midrash, are derivations. And we have a Braisa that enumerates the 32 laws of derivation for Midrash. Now, as with Halacha, when you apply these laws of derivation, which are logical laws of derivation, so you have to have a tradition how to apply them, and you have to have learned and refined your knowledge, and a person has to be impartial when he approaches it, using very refined logic, to learn in the Midrash how to learn from the Pesukim whatever he's supposed to learn. So, once a person has the training and he's refined and he's capable of learning these laws of inference, then two people could look at the same pasuk and use these laws and come to different conclusions. That was built into the Torah. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai to receive the Torah, so Hashem told him, here are the laws of derivation, and you could use them to reach completely opposite conclusions. So Moshe said, well, how will I ever hit a bottom line? So God said, go with the majority opinion. You're right. Teach people. Everyone will use it. And when you have people who are refined enough that they're applying it logically and fairly, and they're not using what they would like the Torah to say, but they're trying to figure out exactly what's most logical for the Torah to be saying here. How do we apply these laws best? Then there is still the human factor that what you think is most logical is going to be slightly different than what I think is most logical. So we could sit and study together, and then I'll explain to you why I think this way, and you'll explain to me why you think that way. We'll understand one another very, very well. And still, nonetheless, what will seem most logical to me will be different than what seems most logical to you. So using these laws of derivation, the Midrashim can sometimes reach opposite conclusions. On the Midrash Rabbah, if you want to see these laws of derivation, they're quoted in the Braisa of Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer. They are quoted, that's probably their source. They are quoted in the introduction to the Midrash Rabbah. They are quoted in the back of the Gemara Brachos. So you can easily see them. In the regular Vilna edition of the Midrash Rabbah, if I'm not mistaken, over there in the beginning, they quote the 32 laws of derivation for Midrash, and they explain each one. And there's a Pirush, there's an explanation on the Midrash Rabbah, which has the acronym, the Pirush Marzu. I don't remember what it stands for. But what he tries to do throughout the Midrash Rabbah is to show this Midrash, how did they derive it? Which of the 32 laws were applied and how? So if you're curious, you could look it up over there. And over there, at least you'll see how they derived that it was Esav's Malach. How they derived that it was Yaakov's Malach. So that, I don't know how this Midrash derived it. The Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. Now I have a Pirush Marzu. There's a Pirush Marzu here, but I didn't see that he explains it here. I didn't see that in this chapter 36, 37, he explains it. He comments here, but I didn't see over here. It seems like he's not doing the same thing he does in the Midrash Rabbah, where he shows you how each one was derived. So I don't know. I don't know how it was derived here. I mean, the Mefarshim explain that he said, "Vayomer lo mashemecha, vayomer lo lamazet tisha lishmi," and he was alluding that, why are you asking my name? My name is based on my job. My job now is to give you the name Yisrael, so my name is Yisrael. Now, to say, did the Midrash work its way backwards from there to say, well, if he's Yisrael, he must be a good Malach. If he's a good Malach, then why did he fight him, etc.? I don't know. None of the commentaries said it. I don't know how to use these laws of derivation. I don't know. But that's, in a nutshell, a partial answer. This really, we had longer classes on this, but that's a partial answer. Okay? On this point or something else? Yeah.